Fallout Equestria Heroes by No One. Chapter 8. A Fine Line.
What you don't know can't hurt you.
There was something odd about Molly that I just couldn't put my hoof on. Maybe it was the way her ears seemed way too long and floppish, or that when she caught me staring at them, she immediately hid them beneath her black cowpony hat. In fact, her entire face seemed off, unlike any pony I had seen. Not ugly. She was quite cute, just off. Her body seemed thicker than her height would suggest, and it may have been my imagination, but her legs were thinner and more flexible? She looked differenter than any pony I'd ever seen, that was for sure.
Tell me,
she said, trotting over to her desk. With a tap of her hoof, the earth pony flicked a small pair of sunglasses on from her desk into the air, making them spin majestically before landing gently on her nose.
What is a Mustang rat doing in my hotel? And please, don't lie.
I gulped. The spacious office was surprisingly underfurnished in comparison to Roy Mustang's. The walls looked worn, the carpet threadbare, and one side was riddled with holes. Besides the desk, that was missing a leg with a stack of books substituting. The only furniture was a small chair the mayor sat in, and a dirty mattress off to the side. I wanted to believe I had found the mayor of the mansion. But given her room, I couldn't tell. She called the alehouse her hotel, but her apartments left something to be desired from a gang leader. Or maybe I was overthinking it. That would be a first. She was clearly Molly. Serenity squealed behind me. Snapping my head around, I glared at the unicorn stallion foolishly trying to get Serenity to stand still. I took special care to memorize his face before another guard forcefully turned my head around with the butt of his gun. All her guards were unicorns. My shoulder burning confirmed that. But she was an earth pony. Interesting. If I was a smarter pony, I could have used that.
Mustangs?
I took a gamble.
Not Mustangs.
I continued, feeling all the eyes in the room turning to me. Definitely a gamble.
Finishers!
Is it bad when some pony laughs at your lie? Because the yellow-maned mare laughed far too hard for it to mean nothing.
No, you're not. For one, you're ugly as fuck and smell like shit. Say hi to beautiful ponies only. Second, seriously, no, nice try. Now tell me what that ass Roy is bugging me about. Is he still as jealous as ever?
So I laughed back. Well, it was more of a smirking chuckle, but it got across my fake derision as best as possible.
Mustang is an ass. Don't work for him. Finishers paid me.
Not technically a lie. Though I was getting tired of talking already. Even though I knew I was going to have to fast talk my way out of this situation, I really didn't want to.
No. You don't. Stop lying or your daughter may never walk again.
The mare said with an offhanded wave of her hoof.
No. Excuse me? No.
She just stared at me bewildered through her dark glasses.
She isn't my daughter and you won't hurt her.
She raised an eyebrow.
Because I am not lying.
I added quickly.
Photo fit. Is not Bolt. She has many things, do not get me wrong, but she is not Bolt, nor will she ever be. This is a Bolt act.
She motioned to something behind me.
Not that it matters. I have spies around the moon. They have seen you working inside there. Little rats should not think to toy with lions.
Though her mane was as golden and large enough to be a lion's, she was clearly not. I wanted to say she was a pony, but there was something wrong about that idea.
Good. I was meant to be seen.
I gulped a bit before leaning in some, much to the chagrin of the two unicorns standing on either side of me.
Do Do you think only you have spies?
Once upon a time, I met a little filly named Spitshine. She played poker with raiders and always won, not because she was smarter or luckier, but because she could make the other players believe her hand was weaker, or stronger as it suited her, than it was. Pearly called it bluffing, and I think I was getting the hang of it.
Really?
She laughed, leaning back.
Okay, I'll bite. Tell me, little fish turned rat, what do the finishers, those paragons of fabulosity and beauty, want with a stallion like Roy?
In addition to my meager bluffing skills, I also had this plan ready in case things went horribly wrong. Because you may have noticed, things went horribly wrong often. It was a speciality of mine.
Him?
I scoffed. Behind me, I could hear the weakened voice of Flair chuckle. To be honest, I hadn't even realized they'd dragged him into the room, too.
Nothing. His hotel, that's the price.
Molly, the leader of the Bais, hummed, resting her head onto her foreleg.
So hard to decide. One rat or another. Still, a rat is a rat, no matter its mother. Tell me, my mysterious rat, who holds your leash? You say finisher, yet the finishers have no reason to break in. I assume Mustang, but you deny it on threat of pain and death. Even more, your leg implies you're a friend of the ever-so-mysterious Mr. House. So what, Rat? Am I to expect a squad of ponytrons to burst in, just so you can be linked to the Galatians as well? Truthfully, I was not to be seen here, under screenshots orders.
That's piqued her interest. It was also part of my plan. Using the finisher's second-in-command makes it seem like I went around photo finish. And before you get these crazy notions like I'm not dumb as a rock, please understand that just because I'm stupid doesn't mean I can't have bouts of good ideas. Also, the idea of backup plan was Flair's. He even suggested the finishers at the Patsy's and asked them for permission for me. Honestly, I was just taking credit for his idea. But in my defense, I really wanted it to be my plan. If you're laughing at me, please stop. That's just rude.
Screenshot. Is she in charge now? No, which is why I wasn't to be seen here.
So much talking. How did ponies do this all day? It felt like my tongue was going to fall off. I made a note to myself to never let Flair plan plans ever again.
I was to come here and verify rumors. Oh, so that's it, little rat? You scurry in my walls, then crawl back to your master and tell her I plan to destroy the Mustangs.
She grinned a bit too much at that.
And then she plans to swoop in and steal my prize from under my nose. Is that it?
Flair said from where he was being pinned down behind me.
You don't get the prize. At least you won't no matter how hard you try.
Oh, the Enclave Carrion wishes to speak.
The mayor guffawed.
Squawk for me!
You aren't stupid, and you know that the Galatians won't let you control the Mustang's casino or their assets. You're not the first to try and hold two blocks. The Galatians have always enforced one casino per gang. It keeps their enemies fighting against each other, serves to stop ponies from rioting and rebelling against tyranny, and because they want it so if they're ever taken down, anarchy will destroy the city.
What? Did that make sense to any of you?
I see the remnants scavenged enough to educate their members before running from the clouds like a scolded puppy.
I could almost hear Flair teasing.
It's a shame. You are right. My grandfather tried not long after wrenching this casino away from its previous owners. Lost his life for it. I'm not one to make the same mistake and underestimate the Ponytron army.
She gave a quiet smirk to my right where I assumed Flair was standing.
So...
I was getting close. I could feel it. All she had to do was take the bait. The delicious bait.
You need a puppet. Some ponies to take over the moon. Well, being indebted to you, right? Right.
Yes, she agreed.
Plan successful. This called for a drink.
But...
Celestia, please stop fucking around.
I don't really trust you. This is all good in theory, and under the assumption you're really working for the Finishers, and they really want me to tell them how to run their shit if I get them a casino on the Strip. However, it is still far more likely you are a Mustang rat.
Lies. Lies and slander.
Well...
I nodded my head towards the door.
Check out our ride. A Skywagon. In fact, Photo Finishers Skywagon.
She hummed and hawed. Apparently I made a good argument.
Okay.
She nodded, standing up off her chair.
Ha! That was easy.
Wait, last time I thought something like that, my whole plan nearly imploded. I mean, Flair's plan.
On one condition.
I blame my intelligence chip for giving me bad luck.
You have to fight for me.
What?
You see, while the Mustangs have hookers and drugs to keep guests entertained, the alehouse tries to appeal to a more base natural instinct. The love of violence. To that extent, I turn trained dogs against each other and ponies place their bets. Very lovely to watch. It is never to the death, of course. But accidents happen and blood is spilled.
Okay.
Good. Because you don't have a choice, as I plan to make you fight anyway. Since maybe you're being honest with me, I'll only make you fight once. Against the current champion, Tor. He's a lovely pet, truly. And gentle, too. Outside of the ring.
She walked right up to me and reached up to pat me on the head.
Really? One of these days, I swore to end her.
If you win, you and your daughter...
I winced.
Can go back to the Mustangs and find a door near the back of their casino. This door will lead to a small alley beside the moon. You need to unlock it and tell me when that is done to complete the plan. If you don't, I'll kill you, but only after my stallions have a turn at your daughter.
Can you set some pony on fire with a look? I tried. I bet if I was a unicorn, it would have worked.
And that's if you beat Tor. If you don't, I keep your daughter here, and you complete my quest anyway. Got it?
Yep. That was totally going to happen.
No pony can't say I didn't give you a fighting chance. Besides, even if you are just a Mustang rat, I have more than one way to skin a cat. So if you attempt treachery, it'll still fail. Survive.
I whispered under my breath. I had to remember that.